The reforms of Caesar Augustus eventually paved the way for the later creation of a centralized intelligence organization throughout the Roman Empire. Starting from the 1st century AD, that body was the Frumentare. Initially set up near the end of the 1st century AD by the Emperor Domitian as intelligence gatherers, couriers, police, and assassins, the Frumentare's role and responsibilities rapidly expanded. Technically, the Frumentare were a part of the military organized from within the supply section from where they took their name from the word frumentum, Latin for grain. Their responsibilities in the supply section were, however, just a cover for their real duties as espionage agents, and the trade cover gave them an excuse to be constantly moving throughout the Roman Empire. The frumentarius was the collector of wheat in a province, a position that gave them cover to operate throughout the empire. In the 2nd century AD, Hadrian was the first Roman emperor to use the frumentare as spies. The headquarters of the frumentare in the empire was on the Caelian Hill at the Castra Peregrina, which could hold up to 400 soldiers at any time. Estimates put the total number of the Frumentare in the Roman Empire at twice that number. An interesting aspect of the Frumentare is that, like the military in general, they were recruited everywhere, not just among the Romans. Some of the leverage that the Frumentare used in information gathering was their control of the army's grain supply, as well as their function as tax collectors. The Frumentare also helped organize other intelligence organizations. For example, Aquilatinius Adventus, head of the Frumentare, went to Scotland to personally organize exploratore divisions at Hadrian's Wall. Roman emperors came to rely so heavily on the Frumentare that they gradually supplanted the functions of the speculatore. In what way did Roman emperors depend on their secret service in the Frumentare? Emperor Hadrian had Frumentare inform on his friends in the court. When the wife of one of his friends wrote to her husband that he spent too much time in the city away from her, Hadrian chided the husband, leading him to ask, "Did my wife write to you?" More sinister examples of the use of frumentare were by Emperors Commodus and Didius Julianus, for whom they served as assassins. Julianus used a senior centurion, Aquilius, to assassinate Pescennius Niger, the governor of Syria. When the plot was discovered, Niger and his ally Septimius Severus revolted against the emperor, leading to a coup whereupon Severus became emperor. An odd example of the use of frumentare, this time by Emperor Macrinus, was to spy on soldiers suspected of committing adultery. It was the frumentare who were responsible for infiltrating the early Christians. When 10 of 14 districts of Rome were either destroyed or badly damaged in the Great Fire in 64 AD, Emperor Nero used evidence from the Frumentare to implicate Christian terrorists for the arson. Tacitus wrote that Christians confessed to the crime when induced by Frumentare torture.